Heather Tomasello has a few suggestions today about some new science books.
Today, the National Anxiety Center is handing out this year's Chicken Little Awards for Dubious Science, and it's also the perfect opportunity to highlight some of the ways that budding scientists in your family can avoid winning these prizes through some of the recent books that encourage children to explore the world of legitimate science and experimentation. What happens when you add a raisin to a glass of ginger ale? It's a lesson on the way gas molecules behave when dissolved in a liquid, and an opportunity for a raisin race. Just one of the simple and interesting experiments for children ages 6 to 10 featured in the Starting with Science series from the Ontario Science Center. The books in these series propel children to investigate concepts like machines, living things, or solids, liquids, and gases through hands-on play. Step-by-step instructions guide children through the experiments, most of which involve common household ingredients like water, cornstarch, and those raisins. The Starting with Science books are brightly illustrated with photographs of kids demonstrating the process or end result of each project. And most importantly, the experiments themselves are engaging and unusual. These are not your typical build a volcano with baking soda lava that melt on the kitchen counter. Instead, they entice children of the information age with intriguing possibilities, like growing anti-gravity beans, making boats propelled by soap, or producing frost in the summer. The experiments are easy enough for a supervised 6-year-old to follow, but a 10-year-old will still find them fascinating. Younger children can be included in the Science Fun too. Jill Frankel-Hauser's Science Play was designed for 2 to 6-year-olds, the ages it seems of greatest curiosity and shortest attention span. Frankel-Hauser understands her audience and has designed activities that engage taste, touch, sight, smell, and noise. Yes, noise! This book is 5-year-old boy science at its best, including investigations into the preeminent type of dirt for making mud pies, creating a rainstorm in a bag, and building your own garbage viewer. By working through these projects, children will also be practicing firsthand Frankel-Hauser's idea of the scientific method for kids. Look and ask, guess, test, find out, and look and ask again. With books like these, children will hopefully be inspired to dream of other prizes to win and more challenging experiments than that baking soda lava volcano. They'll be too busy building rubber band racers, growing crystals, and of course, making the best mud pies.